Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. It has been a while since I've done one of these episodes. I've actually been up to some other life adventures as I've been focusing more on my Family by Heart podcast, as well as I'm actually back personal training again, and it's been a blast getting into that as well. And as I'm getting ready to wrap up 2022 and head into a new year, 2023, realize that there's some things that I've wanted to accomplish this year that I just haven't gotten to. And part of that's because I haven't been as self-disciplined as I would like. So what I'm going to do with this episode and the next four episodes after is I'm going to revisit a video series I did back in 2020 at the end of the first year of the pandemic. So basically it was end of summer 2020 when schools were opening back up and gyms were opening back up and people were going back to work, and we were learning more about kind of how the pandemic would affect us for the next year or so. But I needed some discipline back in my life then, and I realized I've been needing it again now. And so part of this, using this video series as the next five podcast episodes, is going to be not only for you all but for me as well. So this first episode is going to be about the benefits of self-discipline, and we will follow it up with more and go from there. So definitely enjoy this episode, the benefits of being self-disciplined. And as always, feel free to reach out to me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. And if you are looking for a little bit extra, get you motivated and ready for 2023, maybe set some new goals. Don't forget, I have my Goals to Greatness online course that I'm happy to help get you involved with, or if you just want to sit down and have a conversation over, you know, Zoom or Google Meet, phone call, whatever it may be, let me know. Reach out to me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. And don't forget to check out my other podcast, Family by Heart. In the meantime, keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. Abraham Lincoln. Now, self-discipline has a very cold and technical sound to it, but self-discipline is a good thing. After all, it's how we get things done. Self-discipline becomes the drive to complete every task. It builds us up in ways designed to make us stronger, and in the end, is the only reason we ever reach our goals. Over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about self-discipline. And I'm even going to have some awesome bonus content for you to check out when it comes to self-discipline down the line. Today, we're going to talk about some benefits to self-discipline you might not be aware of. Let's look at a few thoughts that might be new to you. 1. Self-discipline can make you a better person. We're not always the people we want to be. We act impulsively. We let emotions rule our actions. With self-discipline, we learn how to keep ourselves in check. We keep from making decisions based solely on emotion. We gain the ability to think things through. We even keep a more careful watch on our tongue as we consider our actions more carefully. That's probably a underemphasized benefit as we head into the home stretch of the political season. I know I've had to bite my tongue in some tough situations, But in doing so, I was able to listen and at least hear where people with opposing views are coming from. I still might not agree with them, but at least I can understand them a little better, and that wealth of knowledge helps me grow and see the world with a wider lens, which I think is a great quality to have. In short, self-discipline allows us to become the people we want to become and not the people we normally are. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Self-discipline keeps us focused. If you're like most people, you probably struggle with various distractions throughout the day. Whether you constantly are fussing at your smartphone or can't get enough of social media, the world constantly offers us mindless activity designed to keep us from doing what's important. With self-discipline, you're better able to focus. Distractions aren't as tempting, and we find it easier to get things done. Self-discipline helps us to succeed. What do you want out of life? Regardless of your goals, self-discipline is the impetus that will get you there. It's the grit that allows you to dig in and get things done. It's what drives us to learn, grow, and succeed where otherwise we might fail. Self-discipline improves your relationships. How are you at keeping your word? If you're self-disciplined, you keep your promises. Being someone who can be counted on to do what they say they will makes you more trustworthy and speaks well of your character. Add to this the ability to keep one's emotions under control, and you will see why someone who is self-disciplined is considered the right sort of friend to have. Self-discipline means you stay calm. Being clear-headed in an emergency is a huge plus. Self-discipline means you're under control when you need to be. This trait manifests in a smaller, even more important way. Self-discipline often translates to self-respect, self-awareness, and self-confidence, meaning you're not easily offended. This equanimity means you're less likely to be stressed by criticism, nor will you fly off the handle easily. Self-discipline is not an easy trait to gain, but it's well worth the effort to cultivate it in yourself, especially given the multitude of benefits that come with practicing this level of self-control. Truly, you can only become your best self if first you're self-disciplined. Starting next week, we'll begin going over some practices on how to develop self-discipline as we talk about how it is a learned behavior. But to get that ball rolling now, I'm going to give you some homework. Hey, the kids are going back to school, so you might as well get some homework too. For your homework, I want you to reflect on a time, event, or situation where you weren't self-disciplined and what happened as a result. Second, think about how things would be if you were self-disciplined in the same situation. What would have been the result? Write these things down and put it somewhere you can read it each day. Make sure you don't beat yourself up about it. This is to focus on your life could be, not how it could have been. I'll use myself as an example. I mentioned the quarantine 15 earlier. I know it's real because I put the quarantine 15 on. Before all the shutdown started, I had a goal of losing 20 pounds and getting down to my wedding weight of 4 years ago. And I was on my way, having lost about 7 of it. But once COVID hit, I used it and being home with my family as a crutch to not staying as active and an opportunity to eat all the junk in the house that we had stored up, but I didn't have the time to eat before. I lacked the self-discipline to keep myself accountable and to stay on with my goals. As a result, I put on the extra weight and I was embarrassed to stop in and say hi to my old gym, even though I missed the members like crazy and I would drive past them almost daily. And I was trying to figure out ways to appear more slimmed down as I introduced myself as a fitness professional at my new gym. It affected my self-confidence and my relationships, both new and old. If I'd stuck with my goal and my routine, using self-discipline, I wouldn't have had to worry about any of that and would have spent more of my time focused on my work and my relationships, and I would have been much happier overall. Taking that information into account, now that I'm back to a normal work schedule, I'm back to developing my practices of self-discipline, working out on a consistent basis, and being more mindful about what I eat. Focusing in on my new goal of becoming the healthiest I've ever been as I prepare to turn the page on a decade next summer, I am feeling more confident, more myself, and more comfortable reconnecting with old friends. All because I'm establishing new practices of self-discipline. Make sure you tune in next week as we discuss learning practices of self-discipline. In the meantime, remember, it's okay to stumble, to trip up, or to fall down. Just remember to get back up, to keep moving forward, and step up to greatness. Peace! Into our names, but we become family by heart. During my wife and my journey through infertility, foster care, and a recent adoption, we searched for and relied on a lot of help. If you're on a similar journey, then this podcast is for you. Or maybe you're curious about the process or looking to support someone on their journey. We got you covered. Each episode has a story to inspire and or resources to turn to. We're all family here. This is Family by Heart.